time for Dean Richards Entertainment News. It's sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And on television last night, among other things, the prestigious, all-important People's Choice Awards.
Yes, the worst award ceremony of all of the stupid award ceremonies that I have to cover.
Isn't that the truth?
I reluctantly just had an eye on it just to, you know, because you never know when something's going to happen. You gotta watch, but it's about the most unscientific of all of the award shows, because whoever has the biggest fan base always wins, and that was certainly the case for last night, where BTS was named Group of the Year. The BTS fans, you know, voted them best song, best shoes, best, you know, whatever the category was for that, you know, BTS could win, and they did because of this. For Best Movies of the Year, Marvel's Black Widow was chosen as the best movie of the year. Certainly a fine movie. I don't know if in any way possible it could be called the best movie of the year, especially since there's you know, several weeks left in the year where the best movies of the year are all released.
Right.
Scarlett Johansson won Best Female Movie Star from that movie. Dwayne Johnson won Best Male Movie Star and also was given the People's Champion Award. I will say, for all my trashing of this award, they did bring a Make-A-Wish Foundation recipient up at the end of the show. Dwayne Johnson did, and he gave this Make-A-Wish recipient, who had battled cancer several times, gave her his award and spoke about her fighting spirit, and it really was a kind of a touching moment.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Loki won Best TV Show. Tom Hiddleston, Best Male TV Star. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy, Best Female TV Star. And thank goodness, Keeping Up with the Kardashians won Best Reality Show for the fourth year in a row now.
I made the mistake of watching the red carpet of the People's Choice Awards. Oh, I think it was the E! Wow. Entertainment Channel. I have never seen anything so insipid. It was so bad, though, it was almost good. But
yeah, that would be the only thing worse than the actual show itself.
The
red carpet. Yeah. It's like all the people who aren't good enough to actually be on the stupid red, on the actual stupid awards show, somehow sneak onto the red carpet. And whoever does the interviews on the red carpet now.
Well, that was a lot of fawning by whoever that was.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They specialize in fawning. Yeah. One of the many reasons why I've always said that the red carpets are the bane of my existence.
Also on television last night, I guess you could call this new versions of Different Strokes and Facts of Life.
Yeah, this was, the third year in a row now, Jimmy Kimmel, along with the legendary television producer Norman Lear, have taken some of his classic television shows and restaged them with some of today's biggest names. And I didn't even know that Norman Lear was attached to Different Strokes and the other show.
Facts
show,
of Life.
Facts,
yeah,
of
I didn't
life.
Either.
But it turns out that it was his production company. He just didn't use his name on it. It was called Tandem. He started like a different division of his company called Tandem Productions. But he was the producer behind those shows, so we can hold him responsible for them. I never thought the shows were that good in the first place.
Maybe that's why he didn't want his name on it.
That very well may be the case. But they restaged them last night. And I got to say, it's kind of nostalgic and fun to watch these shows. On the Different Strokes, they had Kevin Hart playing Gary Coleman's Arnold, which was kind of funny. Damon Wayans played Willis, originally played by Todd Bridges, who was actually, he's the only surviving cast member on that show. He introduced it, so he was on and looked great, by the way. John Lithgow played Mr. Drummond on the show. For The Facts of Life, they had just an absolutely all-star cast in this. They brought out Mrs. Garrett. They brought out Jennifer Aniston, who played Blair on the show. Gabriel Union played Tootie on the show. Catherine Hahn was Joe. And they brought out many of the original cast members on that show. I had some clips of it I was going to send you, but it's really kind of visual, so it wouldn't have made a lot of sense to play it on the radio. But if you're interested in seeing these, they are streaming on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Starting today, so you can So you can watch those. What's next in What Dean Hates Day?
It's got a clip. I just got a text. I watched about 7 minutes and thought, Dean will watch the People's Choice Awards so I don't have to.
Yeah, well, barely. It wasn't a good night of television watching at the Richards House last night.
We'll get to more on Jussie Smollett. Also, Dean will tell us what's new and worth watching or worth avoiding streaming. Dean, I saw that clip of Nick Cannon on his show, and it's really emotional. And I understand his crew had no idea he was going to do that.
Yeah, that was my understanding as well, that he started off his talk show with his monologue, as he usually does. That's usually pretty funny and, you know, full of energy and full of life. But it was dramatically sad yesterday, probably about the worst news that any parent could get, that his little infant son, Zen was his name, died at just 5 months old. Just a horrible story. And somehow Nick Cannon came to work, revealed the story in tears, as you might guess. You know, some people have said, why didn't he just stay off of work, you know, so he could get it together a little bit. But he said that he needed to return to work. Everybody mourns differently, but he says that the show business is all that he knows. And, you know, felt like he just needed to vent the story. So bottom line is, a parent loses their child, and even more horrific that the young man was only 5 months old, horrible, died of a form of brain cancer. This was the child that Nick Cannon had with model Alyssa Scott. He does have six other children, but I just can't think of anything that's a more horrible thing to happen to somebody, you know, to lose a child.
Maybe that was therapeutic for him going on television and talking about it.
Yeah, as I say, you know, everybody, some people just want to be left alone. Some people want to be in privacy. Some people want to do nothing but talk about it. Some people, you have the forum, I guess, to go on television and talk about it. I guess you can do that.
Yeah, you got to do whatever is best for you.
Whatever works, right?
Let's talk about Jussie Smollett. Things are going to be wrapping up, and who knows when we're going to get a verdict, but yeah. It was another day. He was on the stand, I think, for 2 hours yesterday, wasn't
he? Yeah, crazy day of very tumultuous cross-examination by Dan Webb, who, you know, we know very well in Chicago. He's the special prosecutor in this case. He's prosecuted many cases of public corruption here in the Chicago area, and he showed just what a skilled cross-examiner, what a skilled prosecutor he was, you know, going after detail that Jussie Smollett had talked about in the previous day's testimony, getting under his skin, seemingly to the point where Jussie Smollett, you know, was sort of lashing back out at him, lots of legal experts saying that wasn't the smartest thing to do in front of a jury. So it may not have been the most productive day in the world for Jussie Smollett. And, you know, some of the things that he talked about, his relationship with the two brothers that allegedly attacked him. So they're saying that they think it's going to go to the jury today. Nobody really knows. But it appears as though it's going to be going to the jury today. And then, you know, we'd be getting the verdict on this long-running story sometime soon, I guess.
What's new streaming this week?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of new stuff. Probably our lead entry is this new Sex in the City series that we've been talking about for quite some time. They took three of the four ladies from Sex and the City, agreed to return to the spinoff show that's called And Just Like That. That follows Carrie Bradshaw and her friends and her lovers and all of, you know, all the people that we knew from the original series, now in their 50s, living in New York City and what that's like. And that begins streaming tomorrow on HBO Max. We've got a brand new series that begins on Peacock. Bob, wouldn't you agree with me there are too many Real Housewives series that are on television? I know people like them. You know, there's New York, there's L.A., there's Atlanta, there's, you know, now a new one begins on Peacock. I'm not kidding about this. the Housewives of the North Pole.
Only a matter of time before we get the Real Housewives of Stickney.
Right. We need some Chicago representation in all of this. Kyle Richards, who is one of the Real Housewives, one of the previous incarnations of it, is part of this. It's dueling housewives in the North Pole battling over whose neighborhood has the best Christmas decorations.
We've reached the end of civilization as we know it.
Only glad that Roy Leonard isn't here to have to report this. Sandra Bullock's got a new movie that's on Netflix that's called The Unforgivable. An ex-con trying to reconnect with her estranged sister. Will Smith's got a new series that's on Disney Plus, in which he goes globetrotting all over the world to some incredible places and does some pretty incredible things. It's called Welcome to Earth. There is Olivia Colman, the Oscar winner, in a new limited series on HBO Max that's called The Landscapers. It's about a British couple that just happened to have two dead bodies buried in their backyard. You know, a lot of Christmas offerings. You got a lot of nice things for Christmas, the dead bodies in the backyard. That's premiering on HBO Max. For comedy, Nicole Byer has her latest stand-up special that is debuting on Netflix right now. She's hilariously funny. And a lot of people have been asking, and a lot of people like to watch the Peanuts Gang this time of year. And some of the old specials that we all grew up with are streaming on one platform or another, but they have a brand new holiday special that's called For Auld Lang Syne that will debut on Apple TV Plus on Friday.
Here are my, not that you asked, but here are my four favorite Christmas TV specials of all time. The Happy Days Christmas episode where Fonzie has no place to go on the holiday.
That's a good one.
The Twilight Zone with Art Carney as the Santa with the magic bag.
Yep.
And the Night Gallery episode called Messiah on Mott Street featuring Edward G. Robinson.
Ooh.
And, of course, the Honeymooners Christmas episode, which was actually done on Christmas Eve back in the 50s.
I that might be my favorite Christmas episode, the Honeymooners Christmas episode.
Yeah, watch it every year. Make my family watch it every year.
I do love that. My favorite holiday specials, Bozo, Gar, and Ray, WGN TV Classics.
Of course.
Which will be on Christmas Eve, repeated on Christmas Eve. And we've got a new holiday tradition that we're starting this year. It's a brand new special. You know what? We're on the third floor here at 2501 West Bradley Place, digging around for something. We see a box with some old tapes in it. One of the tapes. These are these old, Bob. These really old fashioned 2-inch tapes. That I know that you know what 2-inch tape is. It's like a well obsolete format. Nobody uses anymore. But we found one that said Bewitched on it, and we used to run Bewitched episodes. So somebody took it and they were looking at it. Instead of Bewitched being on this tape, it was an old episode of Bozo from 1974 that was mislabeled on there. So we've created this new special that we're airing that will be on December 19th in prime time, 7 to 9 p.m., Bozo Circus, the 1970s. This footage has not been on the air since 1974. So that's my new favorite holiday special.
I'm glad somebody checked out the tape, or you might have introduced this special episode of Bewitched.
Right. And Dora gets mad at Darren. Imagine that.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.